Sakta Mishnevaita Masechta Sanhedrin, Perik Hay, Mishnah Beis. Bedikais represents test questions. Questions about Zaitige Sachen, side things. What color clothing? This person that you said served by the Zohar or killed someone, what color was his clothing? Was the sky in that day cloudy or clear? Was the sky in that day sunny or cloudy? Rainy or clear? You're going to ask, so what difference does it make? This person killed another person. What's the difference if it was a rainy day or a sunny day? And the answer is, if one aide says it was a rainy day and the other says it was a sunny day, then maybe you two aidim were not there together seeing this. Maybe you're not telling the truth. That's what we're looking for. Well, the answer is, if one aide says it was a cloudy day and the other says it was a sunny day, one says it was raining, the other says it wasn't, So maybe the two of you were not at the same place seeing the same thing. Any judge who asks many questions, that's a shvach, that's a praise for him. Like we explained, the more you ask, the greater the chance that if the Edom are lying, the truth is going to surface. There was a story, Yubodak ben Zakai be'uktzei tienim. You see, witnesses said, Edus, that so-and-so murdered so-and-so near a fig tree. Ubodak ben Zakai, this is the Tanner of Yochanan ben Zakai. It doesn't sound very respectful. Why are we referring to him as Ben Zakkai, not as Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai? The answer is because when this took place, he was just a Talmud. He wasn't a Rebbe yet. So he bodak Ben Zakkai be'uktzei te'enim. He asked him about the stems of the figs. Were they thick? Were they thin? Stem means the part where the peri is connected to the tree. Frekta Mishnah Uma ben Chakiris Lebedikas. What's the difference between the Chakira questions and the Bedika questions? And the answer is as follows. Chakirais echad armeini yedeya? Regarding the standard questions, if someone says, I don't know, edusim betel. And this refers to all the questions we learned about in the previous Mishnah. The seven questions. Which Shemitah cycle? Which year? Which month? Which day in the month? Which day? Which hour? Where? And the basic questions. Did you recognize the person? Did you warn him? And if it was Avodah Zarah, which of the Zohar, and how did he serve it? In regard to those questions, if he says, in regard to any one of them, if one of the Edus says, I don't know, Edus and Betela, then there's no Edus. Bedikais, in regard to these extra questions, if Echadai Me'eni Yedei, if one of them says, I don't know if the stem of the fig was thick or thin, even if the two witnesses say, well, we don't know, Edus and Kayemes, the Edus is sustained. We're just looking to see if they contradict each other. And we also want to make sure that it's possible that if Edom come to be mazim them and say you were with us in a certain place at a certain time, that we can pinpoint it, and indeed they would become Edom zemmen. Zakta Mishnah weiter. Now these halachas apply to both. Echad chakiras v'echad bedikais, whether it's the standard shilas or the extra shilas, like if the stem of the fig was thick or thin, this mancha makhishin zezev, they contradict each other, edusim betela, the edus is bottle. So quickly, chazring over, we learn kalamar bebedikais. The more questions you ask, raise a meshubach, because there's a greater chance you'll catch the edim. If they're lying, we said there was a story that Ben Zakkai was actually Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, asked the edim, it was next to a fig tree that the murder took place. Was the stem thick or thin? He also asked him, the Gemara says, the color of the tain. What's the difference in chakiris and bedikais? Chakiris, if one of the edim says, I don't know, the edus is bottle. In regard to bedikais, if one of them says, I don't know, even if two say, I don't know, the edus is sustained. But both in regard to chakiris and bedikais, if they contradict each other, if one says it was a thick stem, and the other says it was a thin stem, then the edus is batel.